This is Mark McKenzie behind the scenes at the working rehearsal for this year's Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. And with me now is a well-kent face, a face from the past as far as the military tattoo is concerned. It's Brigadier Mel Jimison, former producer. And you're back in a capacity this time round as well.
I'm sort of advisor to the producer, Brigadier David Alfrey, and I'm very pleased to be back on familiar ground.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because you bring a lot of expertise, a lot of years of experience with you.
Well, I hope so. I certainly understand the way the show runs and the music, which we're hearing in the background, and the hell of the music that is required for this sort of show. And I'm also now seeing quite a lot of tattoos around the world, which brings me in contact with some of the acts we want to bring to Edinburgh. Not least the Russians, who have some of the finest bands in the world, the finest drill teams, finest dancers. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
And how does 2012 measure up to some of your tattoos?
I think this is a tattoo which is very powerful indeed. It's got a fantastic mass pipes and rums, which we're hearing. It's got a very strong military bands with the three services represented, including the Royal Marines and the Royal Air Force bands, very powerful. And then we got some really good acts, including two of the very top acts in the business, Kingsguard Norway and Top Secret from Switzerland. They were my top acts when I was here, and they haven't changed their colours. Everybody wants them around the world.
And when you were approached, any hesitation whatsoever about coming back in your current role?
No, I'm afraid it's difficult to stay away. I'm passionate about the tattoo, passionate about the music. So it's been strange being back here, but very enjoyable.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Hi, I'm Colonel Richard Hamilton. I'm the Managing Director of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
Which is a grand title, and I think your chest just puffed out a wee bit more when you said that. You've been in the position for a number of years now.
I've been here for 14 years, and you're right, yes, my chest does puff out a little bit. As friends of mine often say, it is a job that they would envy.
Yeah. So what's involved then? Because you obviously appoint the producer, and you let them get on with the ins and outs of the actual performance itself, I'm guessing.
That's absolutely right. I have very little to do with that. I'm the event controller during the show, so anything that isn't happening on the Esplanade is my responsibility, crowds and so on. But most of the year and during the day at this time of year, I tend to be running the business, and that's my real job, to find £8.5 million each year.
Has it become tougher this year? I mean, we know, I'm sure the last time we spoke a couple of years ago, we were saying something similar, that the current economic climate is quite tough. So how does the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo survive in 2012?
Well, we'll sell out as we always do. The difference is that people now, because they've got less money, and also because there's a different attitude in the society, that people are just buying later. And so we will sell out, absolutely confident, no problems at all. Just people buying tickets later than they used to.
Was there any concern when you saw the Olympics in 2012 coming to London that might detract from yourselves at all?
There was, yes, very much so. And I think that there has been a bit of an Olympic effect, in that some people have gone to the Olympics and others have not come to the UK because they think, well, actually, I'll stay away whilst the Olympics are on. And so there is a little bit of an Olympic effect, no doubt.
When people ask me about a tattoo and say, oh, is it value for money? I always say, you know what you're getting. You know you're going to be entertained for an hour and a half. It's 90 minutes. You go along to a football match and you pay your money up front. You've got no idea what the fare's going to be like on offer. Is that fair, would you say?
I think it's very fair. We're still very reasonably priced. You know, we're 20 quid. Our most expensive seat is 20 quid cheaper than the rugby. And we are a charity, so we do try and keep things as cheap as possible so that people can see the show.
And again, that's something that not everyone's aware of, the fact that you are a charity and you put your money to good use as well.
That's absolutely right. Well, I mean, we exist to put the show on the Esplanade of Edinburgh Castle and raise sufficient income to do so. Whilst we're doing it, we promote the military in the eyes of the public. And also, we'll try and, if we make a surplus, which we do every year, we give it to generally our military charities.
Excellent. Richard, thank you very much for your time today.
An absolute pleasure. Okay, thanks.
This is Mark McKenzie behind the scenes at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
Hi there, I'm Major Jim Reid. I'm OC Bravo Company 3 Scots.
Jim, what's 3 Scots' role here for the tattoo?
Well, our role here for the tattoo, we are what's called the tattoo support group, and we do a number of support functions to ensure the event takes place smoothly. We've got one platoon of men who take part as a guard of honour in the parade. Another platoon provide all the support to the actual esplanade and using the props and whatnot. And indeed, some of those men are lucky enough to be in the performance as well. And then we've got another platoon who are providing security for a lot of the transport.
Not long since you came back from Afghanistan, of course, and Three Scots have found themselves kind of split up. We'll move out of the way here because we may get knocked down by the marching band coming up. Three Scots have found themselves split up into different roles throughout the country, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Alpha Grenadier Company are doing the Royal Guard in Balmoral. Delta Light Company are supporting Op Olympics, and they're down in London at the moment as we speak. And then my company, Bravo Company, are here supporting the tattoo. So we are spread to the winds this summer.
Yeah. And personally, how do you enjoy this?
I think it's good for the guys to be down in Edinburgh and see the spectacle that is the tattoo. And indeed, as you say, a number of them have an opportunity to be in it. And I think that's quite exciting for some of them.
Excellent. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
My name is Gordon Ross. I'm Pike Major of Queen Victoria School, Dunblane, which is a school for military kids. And I say military kids, it's their parents. So if they have served in a Scottish regiment or served in Scotland, they're eligible to come to Queen Victoria School.
What's the QVS's role here for the tattoo this year?
Well, we've got our own item. It's the first item on, which is probably the first time it's happened in my memory of all the tattoos I've did. So we actually directly on after the mass bands, which we're part of as well. So we march on the mass bands, we stay on the esplanade for our own item, which is called the tweed item, which is a very exciting item. And then we come back on for the finale later on. So we've got a full part in the tattoo.
Fantastic. How many kids involved?
Well, we've got 100.
So logistics of that then, how do you get your head around all that?
Pull all your hair out in your head, and then when that's all done, glue it all back in again. It takes a long time. I've got a great team behind me, working very, very hard. I've got a cracking drum major and a cracking dance instructor who know the stuff inside out, and that makes my job a whole lot easier.
And you've got a few Australians over this year as well, is that right?
We have, yeah. We actually we're rocked up with the Scots College Band from Brisbane, I think it is. We did everything on the internet leading up to here, and basically we got out the weekend in Dunblane at our school, Victoria School. We put the whole thing together. And it's just delight. It's a great act. It's a great act.
And the kids will be loving the mix as well, are they?
They're very tired. They're liking the mix. And I think there's a few girlfriend boyfriend issues kicking up there as it does, which is as long as they keep it public. It's great. It's great. Great. I've got friends in the band. That old Pike Major Paul Hughes, a fantastic guy, and Dean, the drum instructor, are great guys. And we've just put the whole thing together, and it's working great.
Excellent. Gordon, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dom.
I'm Clara Whelan. I'm the Assistant Production Manager at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
So that sounds like a grand title. What does it involve?
Basically everything and anything. It's basically troubleshooting everything from things as glamorous as toilets, front of house staff, ushers, lost people, lost children, lost costumes, feeding, guitars, everything.
So when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you? And with so many performers here, there's a lot, I'm guessing, that could go wrong.
Absolutely. We've got 1,000 performers here, 1,000 instruments, costumes. Just this morning, we're running around trying to get a guitar that was left at one of the locations back in time for the show. Some people are taken ill, some people haven't got their water bottles with them. Just everything, making sure everybody's looked after and got everything they need to make the show run.
But good fun all the same.
Absolutely, brilliant fun. Long days, but it'll all be worth it in the end. And I think there's a real nice spirit in the troops when we're working this hard together. Once we've got a couple of shows under our belt, I think the tattoo spirit really kicks in.
Language a barrier for any of those taking part?
We're quite lucky this year, I think, and we've not got anybody from too far away. My Norwegian isn't excellent, but luckily their English is. Most of the contingent are Australian, so a lot of good day mates in there, and we seem to be getting on fine.
Clara, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mark McKenzie behind the scenes at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
My name is Eric Julliard, and I'm the Drum Corps Manager of the Top Secret Drum Corps.
Tell me, I watched them with my jaw around about my kneecaps because they were absolutely just perfect. How long do they practice for? How long does it take?
All the drummers joining us, I mean, they're all really trained in drumming. They all know the drumming. And to develop this show, it takes about 2 years. So 2 years practice for 6 minutes, Sam. That's quite hard.
But no secret to Edinburgh and the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. What keeps you coming back?
I mean, you know, the Edinburgh tattoo is the biggest tattoo in the world. It's the most famous tattoo in the world, and it's the mother tattoo of all the tattoos. And it's each drummer, it's a big goal to come here and perform. It's a once in a lifetime story, it's a wish for everybody, and the international cast and all the energy the tattoo has with the cast is just phenomenal, and we love to come here and we love to perform in front of 200,000 people and 100 million on TV. I mean, what more do you want as a drummer?
And the backdrop of Edinburgh Castle on the Esplanade as well.
Just amazing. I mean, the backdrop is fantastic. I've seen the rehearsals yesterday, and I'm really looking forward to see my guys performing for the fourth time, by the way, at the this year's Edinburgh Tattoo.
Yeah, you're right. It is the fourth year that you've been here. Does it surprise you when you come back year after year and you see it from the start when the acts are getting together, and by the end of it, it's a well-oiled machine?
Because it's our fourth time, we know how it works. We know how the whole rehearsals go. It takes a long time to put a cast of 1,000 people together. I mean, and it's a big, big show. It's very difficult with the entrances and the drawbridge and everything. So it's absolutely normal that there's a lot of time we spend for rehearsals. But it's great to see after 1 week rehearsals how the whole thing comes together. And it's going to be a very slick and fantastic show at the end.
Obviously, you guys are the star of the show. Is there a second star if you were to pick somebody else?
I mean, you hear the pipes in the back. I mean, the pipes and drums are always the stars, right? And that's how it should be, right? So we're happy with that. And I think the Kingsguards from Norway, they're fantastic again. Their show is just unbelievable. They're so superb, and their music is fantastic. Their drill is great. The drill team is phenomenal. So I would say they are the stars of the show, next, of course, to the famous pipes and drums.
Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Deb Cotton.
And who are you with?
I'm with the Australian Defence Force Band.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this for?
Nearly 10 years.
Okay. We got a great array of Australian classics there, from some Kylie.
That's
into
right.
The most disco-fied version of Highway to Hell of Hell.
We've done a bit of mashup with Highway to Hell, TNT, they're the most popular song, so we had to put them together.
And how's it been going down so far? Where else have you been performing this?
Well, we did a very similar act in Basel last year, the Basel Tattoo. This year it's a very similar formula, but we've just changed up the songs for the new audience.
How are you looking forward to performing at Edinburgh Castle with the Esplanade and the castle as a backdrop?
Oh, well, so far the rehearsals have just been really electrifying, and I just can't wait for the big performances. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, Highway to Hell, I think that people are going to enjoy that one. You know, a bit punching the air, you know, is always good. Yep.
Yeah. What's your name?
Mark Neve.
How are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a wonderful experience. I'm having a great time. Amazing musicians from around the world, and it's a great thing to do, yeah.
How long did it take when the inquiry came in about Edinburgh? Would you perform at Edinburgh? How long did it take for you to say, yeah, all right?
Oh, straight away.
As quick as that, yeah.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, it's incredible.
Guys, welcome to Edinburgh, and enjoy the rest of the tattoo.
Thank you very much.
This is Mark McKenzie, behind the scenes at the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. With me now is the narrator, indeed, the scriptwriter of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, Alistair Hudden. Alistair, we've just gone through the rehearsal. How are you feeling at this stage?
I'm very encouraged this year. It's come together very well, and we've got a solid show, a really busy show, full of very good music, and I think a lot of spectacle. I think you're up on the arena at night, in the lights, and everything sparkling like diamonds. It'll be a magnificent show.
How would you describe your role when it comes to the tattoo?
Well, this year I'm described as the storyteller, and it is to link the story of the tattoo is the story of the creativity of Scots and also the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and it's really just to tell the story of both of those throughout the show.
How easy is it coming up with a script? Obviously, you've got to entwine that with the material that's unfolding in front of everyone's eyes.
It's not that difficult. You're not having to write a lot of material, just enough to tell the basic story of, you know, Scotland from its early agricultural days through industrial to digital age. And, you know, there's a lot of little pieces of information you can just slip in there. stuff that maybe you've known all your life, and it's quite nice to be able to share it with the public.
Sometimes that's the difficult part, though, isn't it? It's working out what to leave in, or rather, what to take out, because less is more often.
Yes, you've got to be careful that you're only using the important bits so that they're not obscured by too many weeds of unnecessary information clogging them, choking them.
For this year, I ask you this question every year, and I think each year it gets harder for you to answer. What was the highlight for you as far as you've seen so far?
This year it's very difficult to say, but I think the more the years go on, the more you really appreciate the more reflective bits, the bits that make you think about the sacrifice of servicemen. So I think that's what's touched me this year.
And how many years is that now?
This is the 21st.
So a special one for you as well.
Yes, it is, really. Yes, yeah, it is. It'll be, Keir, get the key of the castle door now, maybe.
I'll have a word with the governor and see what he says. Do you still look forward to it as much after all these years?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it is the best show of its kind in the world, and I would be astonished if anybody didn't look forward to it. It's, you know, it's just wonderful thinking what you can do. You know, your effort can make a lot of people very happy, bring them from around the world to Scotland and make them understand what a great place this is.
I kept waiting for you to burst into Scotland. Scotland the Brave again. Just give me that burst at the end, will you?
All right. Scotland. Scotland the Brave.
You must say that in your sleep, Alistair Hutton. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Delighted.
Scotland. Scotland the Brave.
And I'm delighted now to be joined by the GOC Scotland General, Nick Eales. Nick, you've seen most of the performance so far today. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's absolutely fantastic. I have to admit that I have never seen the tattoo myself, so this is a brand new experience for me. Clearly, the acts have only come together relatively recently, but even the short time they've been together, they have put on an absolutely fantastic display this morning, and I know it's going to get better and better as the days go on.
It's a great testament, not just to the acts, but also to the organisers and the producers, that they're able to pull all these working parts together. But it's typical of the army and the military in general, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a combined team. A lot of the people on the tattoo team are clearly military, but there's a lot of civilians in there as well. The elements of school children in particular are impressive. The way that they've dovetailed in with the military bands and the displays from overseas. Now, a really, really impressive team effort.
So you're watching very, very attentively the top secret drum corps.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were absolutely marvellous. And I understand when you see them at night, they are even more spectacular. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Of course, as Governor of Edinburgh Castle, you have a prime position anywhere you want, really, haven't you?
Well,
it works.
Well, I suppose I have. In reality, we obviously host a lot of senior people, politicians, visitors from overseas, as well as senior military at the tattoo. So I think this year I will be going along to it on 10 or 11 separate occasions. So having never seen it before, by the end of the month or the end of August, I will have seen quite a lot of it.
But you are looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's speak to Brigadier David Alfred, the producer of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. David, how do you feel at this precise moment? We're standing here on Redford Barracks. Everything now starting to come together. You're starting to see it in front of you.
I'm absolutely delighted. I mean, we've got an extraordinary collection of music, beautifully arranged, beautifully composed in some cases. We've got 1,000 performers. They're all shockingly talented, whether they be dancers or whether they be drill teams or whether they're musicians of all sorts. It's just such a privilege to be watching them now as we come up to the numbers and trying to now to tighten this into the 90 minutes and make up those vital seconds to deliver a tight show.
There's almost a compromise, isn't there? Because you've got to have that element of tradition in there, but equally you want some flamboyance, you want the entertainment as well.
Yeah, you've absolutely hit it. The tattoo has been going for several centuries. It's a very traditional genre, and must never forget this is about our heritage, it's about culture, it's about the military values and standards. But also, of course, you know, armies live within their society and they reflect those societies. So we should never be static at any point. And there's some quite edgy little bits of this, and I'm absolutely delighted with that. The aim here is to is to for the audience to enjoy what they've come to see, but also to challenge them in some areas. And you'll notice there's a hell of a lot of young people involved in the show this year. We've got nearly 100 people who are under the age of 10. So there's a lot of children involved. And that, again, has been a great privilege, drawn from the Stuart Melville College here in Edinburgh, from the Lyceum Theatre. We've got a lot of young dancers from Queen Victoria School, and they go with the much more experienced military musicians. Wonderful combination.
We've had a quick chat as well with Dennis and Menace and Minnie the Minx as well. Why did you want to get them involved? Because you know they're nothing but trouble.
They are nothing but trouble, and that's absolutely excellent. We've got a wonderful collaboration with DC Thompson, who, of course, you know, Urwilly and the Bruins and iconic Scottish superheroes. We've got a track here of the superheroes being done for us by the Naval Command Europe, the US Navy Band. And, of course, we need our own Scottish menace in this. So all of those great characters, Dennis and Minnie, they will be menacing the acts, and all the directors of music have been told, you know, if there's a moment of quiet, Dennis and Minnie may be lurking. And, of course, both of them ride BMXs extremely well, so they're extremely fleet of foot, and I'm looking forward to putting those last little bits into the performance.
Strong Australian flavour to it this year as well, and a fantastic mashup of Kylie into AC/DC.
Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled that you'd be paying the AC/DC a particular favourite, I have to say. But what's really great about this, we've got this Australian band has been drawn from right across defence in Australia, so it's tri-service, I think from 14 different bases across Australia. It's a major component for the Australian Defence Force to bring it. We've also, of course, got Australian dancers with Oscott dancing metal to an original piece written for us by Andrew Wilkes. We've got the King's Guard going off in the background, and we've also got Australian pipers and drummers, so I'm absolutely thrilled. And they're going to be going down to the Royal Yacht Britannia tomorrow to do a piece, and that's all about our extraordinary, you know, partnership and heritage with the Commonwealth.
I noticed an old familiar face to the tattoo, Mel Jimison, kicking around as well. How did you get him involved, and how important is his help?
Well, it's huge. I've known Brigadier Mel for, you know, 35 years. He was obviously in my regiment. He's been my squadron leader, my second in command, my commanding officer, and also my colonel of the regiment. And actually, he's been a formative influence on me. He does an awful lot for us, particularly he's got an extraordinary network. But over the closing stage of this, he's done so many of these tattoos himself. He's got a wonderful wisdom and insight. So he is my tattoo godfather, if you like.
And I'm going to ask you the most unfair question of the lot, but I've got to ask you, is there one element of it that just you prefer more than anything else? Or is it like children, you can't separate them?
No, it's quite... Actually, I do tell each of the acts that other acts are better than others. We have a lovely thing. Wonderful to be able to say to the King's Guard, the top secret are better than you, and tell the top secret of the King's Guard. But actually, there are, funnily enough, it is little moments. There's some lovely poignancy. We're doing a lovely piece here on Brave, you know, the music inspired by Brave, a lovely 6 minutes, which has come from Patrick Doyle, arranged and orchestrated by James Sherman, with the cahoots of Matt Little, who's the director of music for the RAF Regiment Band. There's a lovely piece in the middle of that is really, really poignant, where the children are being drawn to the circle of stones to listen to the music, like moths to a flame, and that's a great little moment, and I think that's one of the special moments. But actually, we know that there are so many in here, there's a bit for everybody.
Fantastic. Congratulations once again. It is spectacular this year.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you at the show.
And thanks to Brigadier David Alfrey. And a quick reminder that the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo is on at Edinburgh Castle Esplanade nightly until the 25th of August.